Now, you might ask at this point, well, if it isn't the full answer, then how do we get the extraordinary accuracies that we depend upon GPS to produce? Well, here's a convenient approximation, a rule of thumb, 1% rule of thumb. You see, generally speaking, if you're trying to use a signal to do positioning or to measure a distance, at best, everything being in your favor, you can resolve that signal to 1% of its wavelength or 1% of its chipping length. Now, you may remember that if we talk about the P code, that would mean a maximum precision of about 1% of a tenth of a microsecond or a nanosecond. 1 nanosecond multiplied times the speed of light, as I've mentioned, is about 30 centimeters and approaching a foot. And this is in direct correlation with that 96-foot chip length that we saw with the P code. 1% of that, approximately a foot. Now, CA code is 10 times less precise, so it's 10 times slower. So instead of 30 centimeters, it's maximum resolution of about 3 meters, which is, again, in direct correlation with that chipping length of 960 feet. Therefore, 1% being 9.6 feet approximately. And those are the best answers that we could get if the pseudo-range was the entire answer. But, of course, we do much better than that.